I like to have people see the simplicity of what it is that we really do. It's finding something that's really precious and realizing what an extraordinary possibility that it has for someone else as far as changing the quality and the outcome of their lives. I mean, what we're doing is we're actually changing lives at the core, most extraordinary level. We work with people who have oftentimes have had extraordinary changes in their bodies and have had to deal a huge part of their life with some kind of health issue. And you've certainly heard me talk about the gift that we carry from my standpoint is so precious that we don't have the privilege or the luxury of being quiet anymore. The baby boomers are getting older and the need is stronger and greater. And if we don't speak up, what possibly could happen for somebody could be devastating. Heart attacks and everything else that we know that this product has changed blood pressure and insulin and just every aspect of the body is pretty much at risk if somebody doesn't have a grasp and isn't giving it what it needs. So I sit here and I oftentimes think what goes around in my head when I come across somebody new is that it may not be them, but it's probably somebody that they know whose life is waiting to meet me or to meet you. And that if somebody had the experience that I have had where I got my life back, could there be anything more precious that could ever happen to me in my entire lifetime that I actually had the energy to do what I came here to do? And it happens that what I love doing is exactly what I'm doing right now. I love sharing and inspiring people to know what it is that they're sitting on and help other people understand the preciousness and the enormous potential to alter people's lives physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, on every possible plane and level. And we know that we live in an environment where stress is such a huge factor, and it's growing increasingly as people realize they don't have a way to retire. And as their bodies are not performing the way that they used to, and the very the concern that more and more people have about what would happen to them if they couldn't work. So you all have made silver. This is huge. This is like a big milestone because you have a lot of the learning curve behind you. And now you get to just really see, can you keep it and what does it take to really support people to be able to join with you and to build your, you know, from the business side. And in truth, our business is really about helping people feel better. And that's what we do. We all get paid by the product that goes out the door. Every one of us, Wayne and Jerry and you and me, it's all about people having an experience and getting in their shoes and seeing what it is that would make a difference in their life and teaching them what that difference is and then being able to teach them how to share that with somebody else. Truly, we are teachers of teachers and we help people feel better and turn around and help other people feel better. That's the simple story of it. And we all know it's not quite that easy. And there's a number of reasons why it isn't that easy. And part of it is, and one thing is, it's a surprise, is that people tend, ironically, to forget that they were sick in the first place. I can't tell you how many people I'll come back to them when I'm doing their health evaluation questionnaire, and I'll say, so, you know, how are those allergies or those migraines? And they'll kind of look at me like, you know, a deer in headlights and go, what allergies? And I was going, the ones that you totally suffered from, you know, when you're eating a particular food or airborne allergies or whatever. And it's not often always what people have. It's what they don't get that oftentimes is just as important. not getting colds anymore, not getting anxiety, waking up refreshed, sleeping 2 hours less, not having allergies come when the spring comes, when it used to just practically incapacitate them, not having PMS that's so debilitating that you couldn't go to work for a couple of days and being in such pain that you had to take really high-level pain pills. I mean, these are huge things that hugely impact people's lives. So oftentimes, it isn't about how you feel. Always, it's or how your friends feel that you've shared this with. I mean, it's much bigger than that. Each one of us has the potential of influencing thousands of people, an easy thousand, just for starters. I thought I only had a couple of thousand in my organization, and last fall I found out that I have over 10,000 people in my group. I almost fell over. And I did. And I realized, my goodness, what would have happened?
Because I mean, you opened your mouth.
I know. And trip over it sometimes. And I'm truly not any different than any of you, except for I'm passionate because I was one of those people that got their life back. I couldn't talk to more than 4 people without my throat closing. This is not rocket science, what we're doing. This is a learning curve that we all go through and we've all had to go through to get to where we are. I'm a little more versed and a little more polished because I've talked to a few more people. And that's about the size of it. And I was so passionate that I wanted to make it easy for everybody who came behind me. People kept asking me questions. And I would say, after the 50th time, okay, hold on, Holly, you need to write this up so that you don't have to keep saying it, so that you could point to it and help people leverage their time from now on. So now when you ask me about food combining, or you ask me about cell saturation, I have handouts on those, or how to talk to somebody brand new, or how to tell a $1 million story. I wrote handout after handout after handout so that this business is now turnkey for you. I've done training after training after training, so this business is now turnkey for you. You don't have to know it all. You just need to know where it is. And we're getting to a point where there's more people than we have time, and that there is numbers of us. So we're having to leverage our time. And that's good news, because that means that you can leverage your time as well once you know where stuff is. So I'm going to give you a few things on my website that is going to make your life a lot easier. And if you get these things down, your business will totally take off, because it's going to make it so streamlined, so easy for you to be able to go, oh, I can do that. I can memorize those 4 lists. That's a piece of cake. I can learn how to tell a great story. I can teach someone how to tell a great story. I didn't know that's what you had to do. You mean all I have to do is ask you about these 10 things on Robin's Health Evaluation Questionnaire and get somebody to put an evaluation number next to it, and then the next time I ask them the same question again, see if the number is moved? That's all I have to do? I can do that. Piece of cake. But if you don't do it, you have seriously missed the boat. And the reason is this is a story-based business. This is a relationship business. We say that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And how are you going to show that to people? Well, you show it by doing and saying what you say you're going to do. You show it by tracking them in their process of using these products and seeing what actually happens to them and celebrating every single thing, even their detox. Great! I'm so glad you have a headache. It's working. I mean, that's what we do. We celebrate every single thing, and we tell people why having a headache is a good thing and what to do about it so they don't have to suffer very long with it. Only half the people are going to get a headache or fatigue or, you know, flu-like symptoms or skin rashes or one of the detox things. But if you know they're coming and you know what to look for and you get the first hint of it, then stop, let those toxins pass through normal channels, and then resume at a lesser rate. Easy. You can learn how to say that to somebody. That's not rocket science. And what I believe is that people need to take enough so that they actually experience something. And you need to encourage them to do that. And some people are going to have to go through some kind of detox along the way. And you need to tell them what that looks like so that there are no surprises. So the biggest thing about this whole thing is this relationship business. And create. We're really professional friend makers. And over the course of time, you get to know people at the deepest possible level. I mean, what could be more important to a person than their physical well-being, health, and their financial possibility of ever being able to retire to do what they really came here to do? I don't know about you, but my conversation skills and the quality and depth of conversation that I have now, I mean, it leaves my past before Body Balance and Life Force. I mean, those discussions were so superficial. Well, what movie did you see? And, oh, did you see there was a sale over at Macy's? I mean, not quite. But now, every conversation I have with somebody is so rich. It's so deep. It's so profoundly targeted to the very essence of who they are and what they're struggling with and what they're trying to cover over in a lot of cases. I know for me, for years, I was so physically challenged that I could only go out for an hour or 2 hours a day, and everybody thought I was fine. They didn't know I was sleeping 16 hours a day, and I was sleeping, taking 3 or 4 naps even after sleeping 16 hours a day, and I couldn't remember anything. And I was allergy, groggy, memory challenged, physical challenged. I mean, I was sick all the time on rounds and rounds of antibiotics. And if you didn't see me, it was because I was probably in bed. And I had to get up and get out periodically. But my life was miserable. I mean, I spent my time going to the doctor when all my friends were having kids and getting married. I didn't have the energy to have a relationship. Forget it. So if you don't think I'm not a happy camper, my friends are now falling apart, except for all my friends in Life Force, and we're not aging. I mean, I look around, and we all look the same as we did 10 years ago. And I see my friends outside, which I don't have very many, because you can imagine, you couldn't be a friend of mine and not know about what it is that I do. And but I look around, and I realize Kathy was with some friends 10 years, that they see each other. They have a 10-year reunion. And they all got together, and they all looked at each other, and everybody looked at Kathy, and they were like, "What happened, Kathy? You didn't age." And she looked at them, and she was horrified. I mean, she was like, "Oh, my gosh, you know, wow."
Yeah, it's Kathy Monet, who's the Crown Diamond, and she has a picture. It's just shocking of her with her peers. And just like people were saying about you, Gordon, like, "Well, you don't look your age," you know, so.
Yeah, it's like turning the clock back. I tell people you're either regenerating or you're degenerating. And I prefer the former. I really prefer that how 63 looks isn't anything how I thought it was going to look. And
So, Holly, can you talk a little bit about, you know, the just what happened as a result of that kind of follow-up and how you built such a high retention rate?
I surely can, Robin. They ran the numbers on me a number of years ago, and it was a surprise to all of us because I thought I was a slow boat to China. I thought I was one person at a time, help them get all the results that I wanted to, get them to a certain level of education and wellness, teach them how to share it with somebody else, and then go to the next person. And then teach that person, you know, watch them, coach them, train them, support them, cheer them on, get them all the way through the same cycle, and then go to the next person. Well, I had such a high retention rate, nobody ever left. My personal retention rate was like 70%. The industry standard is 10. You can do the math. That meant I could spend 7 times the amount of time per person. And at the end, I would end up with people who were in the business instead of people who had dropped out. I didn't have to ever start over again. As a matter of fact, my mass, my body of my team members just grew and grew and grew and grew. And all these people, for those of you who might have heard about some of the lead generation and newspapers, things, and we had a Concord group, and people were just coming in and going out. They were coming in and going out, and everybody had to keep starting over. It was like laundering people. It was appalling to me. So when I did trainings, which some of you have been to over here in Paonia, those people were having at least a 50% retention rate if they did what we were asking them to do at the trainings. My whole group as a whole was having a 50% retention rate. Can you imagine what that would mean to your bottom line just from a financial standpoint, not to mention all the people that you really had helped who were actually capable of turning around and helping other people? It's enormous. I mean, you don't have to keep starting over and doing the same work over and over again. And your check is accumulative. You build and build and build because you can stop anytime you want and just cheer on the people who have already got their learning curve under them. There are many people who I would consider totally trained. I never have to coach them anymore. Robin's one, Sherry Peterson, Sherry Bauer. I mean, I've got hundreds who are trained now. And I don't have to check in and ask Robin anymore about how it's going. I mean, we talk periodically, but she's trained. And that's because we stayed really close. We really, really tracked. Robin and four or five other people, I think there were five or six of us on this call for a year plus, and they were the only people who turned out to be my diamonds that took me to Crown Diamond. That's impressive. We worked it through, masterminded it, tracked it, encouraged each other, found out what each other's challenges were, week by week by week, month in, month out. And little by little, everybody got everything they needed. And little by little, they grew their business. And they were the ones that became my diamonds. And I didn't get any more diamonds for a lot of years because nobody else took the time to really hang close with the people and develop them and teach them and coach them and train them. So we've gotten to a place now. So much has happened in the last 10 years. There's so many fabulous sites and fabulous handouts and audio files and Super Saturdays. I mean, you're looking at a turnkey business start to finish. And all you have to do is show up, find out what's there, and be able to leverage it by telling other people what's there. You don't have to learn it to the degree that you can you know it all. I mean, we now have information from all of us. Michael, Paul, Annie, me, Robin, Michael. There are just, and I'd like to share with you a few things that I personally think would take you down the road a big, long distance. And it's leveraging my time. And here's, if you've got a pencil there, here's what it is. I did a call last night that Robin's going to send you a link to. And it was about follow-up. It was one of her other silver calls. And I really nailed it. It was really succinct. It's a lot more than what I'm giving you tonight. And because I know that call is there as a backup for me. That's a leverage for you. It's a leverage for me. There's a number of places on my website I'd like to send you to that if you get these things down and under your belt, it'll totally transform your business. You'll feel so much more confident. You'll have so much better understanding about how to work with people and get their story, which is my signature. On the left of the toolbar.
Everybody know her website. And I'll send you, I'll follow up with an email. But her website is hollysdream.com.
Yeah, H-O-L-L-Y-S, no apostrophe, dream, like sweet dream. .com. So I like to ask people, if you're going to be a massage therapist, do you have any idea how many hours it takes to be a certified massage therapist, the training and the coaching and the practical hours that you have to put in to get certified? Does anyone know what that number is?
Don't have any massage therapists on this call, but...
There were two on the last call, and they both knew it takes 500 hours to be a massage therapist. 500 hours. If I could get you, And there's no residual income on that. Those two people do not get paid one dime for a massage that they did last week in the future. When the massage is over, they get paid and that's it. There is no residual income on a massage. You are not trading. You are trading time for dollars. I know you know all that, but it's so critical to see where you're putting your time and energy. And you may love to be a massage therapist, and like some people choose to do it anyway. But there may come a time when you don't want to do it, or whatever your practice is. Most people have no way to retire. So on my website, on the left side of the toolbar, you couldn't go too far wrong if you just started at the top and worked your way down. But I want to send you to some specific places. One is called Lists to Learn, L-I-S-T-S, Lists. And there's four of them, and it is what I say every single time I meet a new person. It's about a page and a half long. The lists are only a couple of lines long. One of them is like what typically happens to people when they remineralize their bodies. One list is people typically experience. They eat less, they sleep less, their emotional well-being evens out, their food cravings disappear, if not diminish, their memory, attention span, ability to concentrate, it hugely improves, and they have greatly increased energy. Now, almost everybody who goes through a saturation or even a remineralization of body balance will experience at least one. And I suspect if I stopped to ask you, you would say, yes, I not only experienced one, but I probably experienced three or four. The reason that I focus on those things is because those are universal. Now, not everybody has allergies and not everybody has fibromyalgia. So I like to have things that everybody can relate why, and Robin has those things on hers, plus a few more, so that you can really get to see quantifiably what it is that your body is experiencing, or you can see with the person that you're working with what their body is experiencing and track them and support them all the way through the process. So this list to learn sets up people so that any person that you talk to initially, if you're able to get in all four of these lists, and then it's couched in verbiage that will offer you a way to put those lists, each one of those memorized lists, into a context to make it easy for you. So another really simple one to give you an idea of how powerful this is that I usually at some point say, well, yeah, I work with, or we all work with, people who've been really as far as a person can go in this country in the medical profession. We have many people who've gone to Mayo, managers, Johns Hopkins, and who've been clinically diagnosed. And this is a way you can get away with saying all of these labels, quote, and be kosher with it, and have been clinically diagnosed with, and this is another list, this is a number two list, or it's not, it's actually number one, but it's a second list of the four, who've been clinically diagnosed with allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, autoimmune, Epstein-Barr, lupus, MS, hepatitis C, fibromyalgia, seizures, migraines, arthritis, and the list goes on. That's a memorize. Can you imagine saying that to any human being that you know and not have them say something like, oh my God, my mother-in-law has fibromyalgia. Do you think this would work for her? You couldn't say that list to anybody you know that they wouldn't know somebody who has one of those things and is struggling with it. Voila, you have just opened the conversation to instead of trying to convincing, you're now on their side, explaining, sharing, and you're off to the races to help them help somebody else, or maybe themselves. You're kidding. Migraines? I've been dealing with migraines forever. Now, you know, there isn't anything that is just foolproof and that a panacea and that it's going to work every time and completely and whatever. But what we find is that one of the things that typically happens when they start taking body balance, and I bet you a lot of you have experienced this, is that your food choices actually start to change all by themselves. You just didn't want that whatever, you know, donut or dessert or wine or something. And people say to me all the time, I went out to dinner, I was really looking forward to it, and I got there and I just didn't want that wine. It was amazing to me. I couldn't believe it. Or I had my stash of chocolate and I realized I don't even want it anymore. It just happens. That's the good news, because every time you remove one of those insults, your body will have a big quantum leap. And you don't have to be a clinical nutritionist. It happens by itself. Now, if you want to encourage people to say, well, why don't you try eating an extra apple a day or carry a salad with you? No-brainer. Easy. You know, that could probably help people or get creative and say, well, we've got this program. You know, if you remineralize and the second step is do a colon cleanse and the third step is take a shake, and boy, wait till you get to the shake. It'll knock your socks off, and it pays for itself. And you can go to my website and look under smoothies, and you can read the, you know, the recipe. And underneath that, you can see there's an amazing chart of people who've been on the shake. And that happened when Robin and I were together with Kathy doing a training. And I'll let you go and look at it yourself. It'll blow you away, make your socks go up and down 10 times. So, Liz to Learn, smoothies, how to tell a million-dollar story. If you go to the very bottom, it says index, and you can scroll down. And then I have a follow-up training. It's a one-day training that Diana Kachi, who's another person in Robin's downline, who was actually at the training, you'll hear her voice on it, and she is one of those amazing people who didn't think she had a story. And when you go to my website, you'll see testimonials, and when you click under testimonials, you will see directly under at the very top of the testimonials where it says people who've been personally coached by Holly. And if you open that up, you'll see Diana Kachi's story right there. That girl did not think she had a story. When you read that story, you'll think, my God, she must have been brain dead. How could she think she didn't have a story? Look at this thing. I'm telling you, if Diana can forget her story, your people are forgetting their story. And it is your job to track them, because there is only one time to get a story. It's when they are going through the initial phases of remineralizing their bodies. Now, many of you know that I have a cell saturation program. It's never failed me. Never. I walk people through. People balk. People complain about the money, about how much it is, how crummy they feel, how much it costs. They complain about everything. And I know I'm gifted in convincing people. I have an enormous background of watching people who've broken through and have had dramatic results, and I'm a very convincing speaker. I know that. But if you use the testimonials that are there, you can at least get people to take enough till they actually experience something that they can jump up and down about. So the other part of your job is to learn stories, because there isn't one ailment of that litany of lists of things that I said that I don't have a story to back it up. Fibromyalgia, who comes to mind, Robin? Jan Louder. You know, I have a person for every one of those stories in my head. And it didn't happen by, you know, overnight. I had to go to trainings and talk to people and record it and listen and write them down. And now we have liquid stories. How easy is that? You can go to my website and there's testimonials. You can cut and paste anything from my website and drop it in an email, or you can send the browser on testimonials to somebody else and say, read these. These are amazing. So, how to tell a million-dollar story. I built my entire business on how to tell a million-dollar story. It's what I do. I teach people how to get results, and I show them the results they're getting, because a lot of people do not realize and attribute what's happening to them with body balance. It's astounding. People say, I don't think anything's happening. Yeah, well, what time do you go to bed? Oh, 10. I'm getting up about 2 hours earlier, but I don't think anything's happening. 2 hours earlier? And you're functioning all day and you feel great? Do you not get that your body is recovering and your stamina and your endurance and your ability to regenerate itself has just been, you know, dramatically cut, and all of a sudden now you've got this amazing 2 extra hours? Do you know how much that equates to? 1 hour is 26 16-hour days, 1 hour less sleep. That's like almost a month of extra living, a year. 1 hour less sleep a day, 365, you do the math. 2 hours is almost 2 months. 2 extra months of life, 16 hours a day, 52 days a year of extra living by not sleeping 2 hours. What's that worth? People ask me if this stuff is expensive. I say, hell no, it's priceless. You couldn't put a value on that to give somebody a quality of life where they feel energized, happy. I mean, it's 10 after 9 and I'm ready to play tennis. And I stayed up late last night. I unpacked all day today. I arrived from Mexico yesterday. I mean,
and you need to know, this is not how Holly used to be. She couldn't even make it till noon. You'd have to fall asleep in my seminars and then lie down on the floor in the middle of the day.
And pass out.
So it's been wonderful to see you transformed. Just such a vital energy bunny.
Well,
anyway, Holly, I wanted to give people a chance to just,
okay,
a few comments or questions before we have to get off. So I'll follow up with those links. Is there?
Well, the other one that I want to just push is, if I was working with you, I would tell you. I'm a ruthless taskmaster. I'll have to tell you that. I would tell you I would not talk to you again until you'd listen to my five-hour training on follow-up training. I nailed it that day. It was the best training I ever did in Life Force. It is so valuable that there isn't anybody that I work with personally that I don't have them listen to that 2, 3, and 4 times. Take copious notes, tell me what it is that they heard, and we go out and practice it. And it's right there on my website under audio files, 5 days, 5 hour. It's been edited down to 5 hours. It was a one-day training, and it's called Holly's One-Day Follow-Up Training. How much more could I emphasize that? Just listen to it. It'll carry you. And Diana Kachi was there, and everybody. I mean, there were 45 people from all over New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the East Coast, on phone, plus another 20 or 30 in the room. And I was on. So I totally encourage you to do that one. And then the talk I did last night, that's another one. And that's leverage. You don't have to know everything. Okay, that's what I had to say.
Well, we don't have long here, but I want to give people the chance to just say, what your thoughts, comments, questions that come up for you as you hear all of this.
Holly, I have a personal question. I have a brother who's suffering from severe, severe psoriasis, and he's been on the Body Balance, and I've given him the Vitalisi, but he's not taking it like I had asked him to, like one a day. And so I was just curious as to what your stories have been with extreme psoriasis.
Okay. I would like you to read Cell Saturation and Wellness Program, and you will see that the skin is one of the most major elimination organs, and you will see the foods that he needs to not avoid, he needs to cut out. There is no compromise here, none. And if you can imagine how big a Valium is and how powerful it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
How little it is, right?
Right.
Okay. That much wheat that could fit under your pinky nail is enough to knock somebody for a loop if their system is so allergic. And his body is screaming to eliminate. That's also, if you cut out wheat, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, sugar, alcohol, coffee, it'll go away. Period, the end.
Okay.
It's a ruthless program. And then he has to rebuild. And that's where the minerals come in. And he can get to a point where he can have a decent life and not have psoriasis. And then he needs to get on the colon cleanse. And then he needs to do the shake. And he may have to do some herbal wraps to pull out more toxins. And Robin can walk through all of that. But there's only one way out. The body is talking all the time, and we're all trying to learn what it's telling us. And it's a language that you need to become versed in, and I call it body talk. And that's another handout there that's called Cell Saturation and Wellness Program. It will describe everything that you're asking.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Holly. This is Allison.
Hi.
Well, I was going to ask Robin this, but since I have you on the phone, I would love to run this by you. I'm working with a younger guy. He is, I believe, 27 years old. This is month number 3 of him on the products. I got him to order an 8-pack for his second month and then his third month, because initially he was not taking enough, and I knew that, and not taking it regularly enough. So I finally got him on track, and I have him on 8 ounces a day, and first thing in the morning, of course. We're trying to figure out if he's reached cell saturation. He just got back to me that he is feeling like a weird tingle in his stomach sometimes when he takes the product. Can I just get some information from you as to what that means and if that does mean he's reached cell saturation?
I never heard of that one. The other markers are more reliable, and they typically feel like being overamped, supercharged, maybe wired like a coffee jag, maybe having difficulty sleeping. And FYI, there are some people, and I tell them it's a once-in-a-lifetime operation, and it's the most valuable money you will ever spend. And so if you spend an extra $300 or $500 to get your life back, what's that worth? And if, you know, as we say, you pay for your life now or you pay for it later, if you can read between the lines on that, that I have some people that get up into 30s, 40s, and even 50 ounces a day to remineralize. It's a once-in-a-lifetime operation, and people balk, they dig in their heels, it's too expensive, and I'm going, it's not going to be anywhere near as expensive as what's going to come around and bite you at the other end. So I just don't let people off the hook. But, you know, as I said, I know that I have a big old track record, but that's why I've written all this stuff. And that's why that training that I want you to listen to, that five-hour training, is so important, because I go over all this, and I make a case for you. And 8 ounces to me, it's nothing. Not for actually remineralizing. Very few people will remineralize at 8 ounces. I would say less than 10%. Most people it's 8 to 16, and you know, I would say 50-60% in that range, and then I would say the other 30%, you know, up to maybe 25, and then very few over 25 ounces. That's kind of how it looks at this point. And people are getting sicker, and they're eating crap. They're eating much worse foods than people ate 20 years ago. And they're older, and they have more of those crap foods in them. And they haven't done the colon cleanses. And everything accumulates, and their livers and everything else are just that much further down the road. So the stakes get higher every year that goes by when you don't do a colon cleanse and you don't do a, you know, you're not taking the highest nutrition, you're degenerating.
Okay.
Everyone, read that cell saturation and wellness program. It really explains what the markers are. It's not the amount. It's how the person feels. And a tingling stomach doesn't really cut it for me with what I know. You know, it's usually an amped, wired, energy-type feeling. That doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, he said he felt a little weird in his stomach, like it was kind of tingling a little bit when he was taking it, and wanted to know if that was where he's felt like he's reached cell saturation. So,
yeah.
Maybe
well,
he
a lot
can
of
dilute
times
it in
people
water.
Take as much as you possibly can, because you just simply can't stand yourself anymore. You're jumping out of your skin, just because that's where the magic happens. The more you take, the more good it's doing at a cellular level and rebuilding you and repairing you. Here's another list. At a cellular, glandular, hormonal, digestive, lymphatic, circulatory, metabolic, and elimination systems. All those cells are getting rebuilt and repaired. So what we're looking for is to have as many of those minerals available above and beyond the daily quota. He could be at 8 ounces for his daily quota, but it's the minerals that are above that, the minerals between 8 and 16, the excess minerals that are available to do the rebuilding and the repairing. That's where the magic happens. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. I'll have to definitely download cell saturation and, you know, go over that and then pass it on to him as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. The magic happens. I tell people stay as high as you can for as long as you can. And forever. Stay as high as you can forever. Even when I'm down here, sometimes I bump it up to, you know, 10, 12, and I take 8 ounces generally. But when I'm flying and I'm moving and I'm not getting enough sleep, I'll take 12 ounces, and if I've had a really difficult day and I didn't sleep and whatever, I'll take 16 ounces. I'll take it until I feel that buzzy, like, can't sleep, and then I know I'm saturated again. I check on it all the time. I'm always testing to see where I'm at. Stay as high as you can for as long as you can. There isn't any other money, in my opinion, that you could spend that would be as valuable for your health as this extraordinary nature's elixir that has the highest octane that's available for our bodies in the exact ingredients that we're made of. When they did a mineral analysis of human blood and the body balance, it was an exact match and almost a perfect combination ratio-wise, like the sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, etc. And Michael has those, Michael Moore has those documents that you can get if you need to verify that.
Well, we are running out of time, and I really appreciate just all of you being here and absorbing all this. And so I just want to give you a chance, as closing, to each just say something that you're taking with you, something you've learned from this call, and if there's an action step that you're inspired to take this week out of this, just to share what that would be. So who wants to jump in? Holly, you can.
I learned that we are teachers of teachers. That was awesome. Thank you for that, Holly. Although I'm, very tapped into what, is going on with my team from what they're experiencing, what they're getting from the products, I feel like I need to be even more in tune with what's going on with them. So just to take it to the next degree and really make sure that I'm checking in and seeing how their experience is going.
Yeah, I typically talk to people that I'm really wanting to be a business builder with me, and I'm targeting them as one of my major three people. And you never know, proof is in the pudding. People will self-select in and out. But I usually talk to those people every day, and the people that are just starting on cell saturation that I don't know quite where they're going to fit in, and we're just trying it all out, every other day. No later than every 3 days, ever. It's a very close relationship, and I tell them that right up front. When they order the body balance, I'll say, I'm going to work with you closely so that you can get the results that I know are possible, and I'm going to track you every step of the way. Then there's no surprises.
Awesome. Okay, great. Who else? Closing comments of what you're taking with you? And we can't hear you if you're talking. So.
Hi, it's Melinda. I was on mute. And Holly, I just love you dearly. You have contributed to me so much over the years, and the cell saturation has been just amazing in my life and in the lives of so many people. And your commitment is just... and so inspiring and so moving that it's so life-giving. So thank you so much.
Oh, sweetie.
For being here.
Huge hug and kiss to you, sweetie. It's always a joy to
It was so
be
great
in
to
presence.
Stay in the little cabin again during the Peonia Blitz. I enjoyed it. Precious time up there.
I'm so glad. I went out there today and looked, and I wondered which one I wondered, is Melinda sleeping up or down? Yeah, it's a sweet little place. I'm glad you were here. I'm sorry.
Yes, me too. I couldn't get the window closed.
Oh, okay.
But
don't worry, I'll go check on that thing.
Okay, yeah. But it's been great, all of your trainings, all of your teachings to me.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Melinda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how about you, Gordon? Are you still there? No, it's late for you. Can't hear you if you are. He may have had to get off because it's late where he is. He has to get up early.
Okay.
Yep. And how about you, Karen?
I would like to study the cell saturation and the, I believe Holly said, the four lists, and really have those lists available. I've been on the website, but I haven't, read those lately, and I would like to have the actual, like what Holly said, have handouts. Because I always direct people to your website, Holly, but they're just too overwhelmed. They don't get to it. So I think that having that handout would be a great idea.
Yeah, I always tell people, send them to a very specific place and then check back with them to see what they thought of it and have a discussion about that. And that's okay. The piece. Is, the whole thing is a leverage for you. It's why I did it. It's because nobody can know all this the very first week or month or year that they're in it. This is, you know, it's my legacy. It's 10 years. It's my thesis of life. And so I feel
right.
Like your job is to know where stuff is. And I just pointed to, you know, four or five really key pieces. Robin's health evaluation, to use that as your dominant, and then to structure around that the how to tell a million-dollar story. And to start the whole thing off with list to learn. I mean, that's what I say every time when I first connect with somebody. And then, you know, just start to see the lay of the land of what it's like to actually develop relationship and stay close with people and tell people what it is that you do with them, which is help them get a level of wellness that they probably don't even know is possible and send them to the testimonials and tell them it's a 1, 2, 3, you know. Mineralize, colon cleanse, and shake, because shake is where they're going to go and where they get the ultimate nutrition. And that takes everybody up to yet another level of wellness, and the thing pays for itself. And I outline how that happens. So those are pretty much my main documents that I use on this routinely and regularly. And so I just tell people it's been the exact formula. I'm telling you exactly what I did to get to Crown Diamond, and the numbers have proven it out over and over again that helping a few people be very successful is going to get you a lot further than helping a lot of people who just come and go. And it'll burn you out, and you won't like it, and you'll get resentful, and you'll get tired and depressed, and it's just not worth it. It's much more fun to take longer. And the numbers prove out that it's okay that you do that. You can spend 5 to 7 times longer per person and end up with somebody still standing. And it will benefit them and you forever. The initial time investment is huge. And if you look at this like you're getting a massage certificate, only you're getting a body balance certificate, and you invest the same amount of time for the possible reward of buying your life back, I mean, what's not to like?
Oh, great. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm going to let everybody go. I know we have early mornings coming, but I appreciate this. I recorded the call, and I'll be sending you a follow-up link with all the recommendations. So, blessings.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week. Gordon, are you there by any chance? Because I can't hear you. We may have been stuck in mute land. But, okay, just wanted to check. All right. Well, blessings. Have a great week and sweet dreams.
Thanks, okay, Robin.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Holly.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Lots of love to all of you. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.